Brother Christian Guzman, member of the local design construction group, will now consider the next part of the symposium, Be Loyal as Jesus Was When Persecuted.
Jesus remained loyal to Jehovah under persecution. He did not compromise. His example provides answers to three key questions: how our loyalty is challenged, how Jesus maintained his loyalty, and how we can. Let's answer the first question. How is our loyalty to Jehovah challenged when we are persecuted? Jesus was persecuted both verbally and physically. He was ridiculed, falsely accused of gluttony, drunkenness, and fellowship with demons. He was also spat on, scourged, and slapped. Who is the source of such persecution, and for what purpose? Satan wanted to weaken Jesus' confidence in God's love and protection, thus weakening or undermining his loyalty. What do we learn from this? Satan will stop at nothing to break our loyalty to Jehovah. And the most effective way for him to do that is to use persecution to make us doubt that Jehovah loves us and that he will protect us. So how did Jesus maintain his loyalty when persecuted? Well, look at your Bibles at John 17 and verse 4. There Jesus stated that he had finished the work Jehovah had given him to do. Now, does this sound to you as if persecution or the thought of it had distracted Jesus from his primary goal? Because Jesus kept his mind fixed on doing his Father's will and seeking his approval, the comments and criticisms of men did not discourage him. He could not be intimidated. This focus also prevented him from speculating about what types of persecutions lay ahead. He was not frightened. What other quality helped Jesus maintain his loyalty when persecuted? Please take your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 to 23. In fact, to this course you were called, because even Christ suffered for you, leaving a model for you to follow his steps closely. He committed no sin, nor was deception found in his mouth. When he was being insulted, he did not insult in return. When he was suffering, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges righteously. Did you notice the phrase "he did not" repeated in these verses? Why focus on what Jesus did not do? Because his reaction or lack of it showed his loyalty. Jesus exercised self-control at all times, and he did not retaliate. What helped him to maintain that quality? Well, look again at the last phrase of verse 23. It says there, he entrusted himself to the one who judges righteously. So he recognized his Father's role as a just avenger, trusting Jehovah to bring justice at the right time. Lastly, when necessary, Jesus removed himself from danger. The scriptures tell us that when they conspired to kill him, he no longer walked about publicly among the Jews, but he departed from there. Now this reminds us of the proverb that says, the shrewd one sees the danger and conceals himself. Practical advice that Jesus followed. Now let's answer the next question. How can we maintain our loyalty when persecuted? Now as Jesus' disciples, we must be prepared to face persecution, for it is certain to come. 2 Timothy 3 and 12 says, all those desiring to live with godly devotion will also be persecuted. But how do we prepare? Well, we must root out attitudes that Satan can exploit. What kind? Bitterness, resentment, fear of men. These produce a rock-like heart condition that prevents a person from deeply appreciating spiritual things. How can we strengthen our appreciation? Well, we need to be aware of God's love. Yes, we need to be convinced of it. A simple and amazing argument to convince us is found in Romans 8 and 32. We read, since he did not even spare his own son, but handed him over for us, will he not also, along with him, kindly give us all other things? Now think for a second. How much are we worth to Jehovah if he gave us his most valuable thing that he had? Now, wasn't that enough? Doesn't that prove his love for us? Yet, notice the scripture goes on to say that he also gives us all other things, everything good for us. His word, our brotherhood, creation around us, spiritual food. God's love is evident, isn't it? Meditating on it is our greatest protection to root out attitudes that Satan can exploit. Something else that we can do to maintain our loyalty is to imitate Jesus' attitude towards persecutors. Jesus proved that being mild-tempered is more persuasive than using harsh words. Reflect in the proverb, a gentle tongue can break a bone. Mildness is key in our following the command that's found for us at Romans chapter 12, verses 19 and 20. And I invite you to take your Bibles and read these verses with me. That's in Romans 12, verse 19 and 20. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but yield place to the wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says Jehovah. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap fiery coals on his head. What are we asked to do here? Look at verse 19. Do not avenge yourselves. Resist the urge to retaliate. Why? Because, like Jesus, we leave it to Jehovah to right all wrongs. Is it easy? No. Will it take time to see the positive results? Yes. How do we know that ultimately it will succeed? Well, keep reading with me the next verse, 21. Do not let yourselves be conquered by the evil, but keep conquering the evil with the good. The evil of this world can be conquered. Jesus did it, so can we. Now please watch the following dramatization and take note of how a person can show loyalty when persecuted.
Good answer, Alexei.
Natalia and I have really enjoyed our studies, Sergei.
But we miss your father tonight. We really hope he's feeling better soon.
Thank you.
Who is it?
Alexei, that's me, Daniil. Let me in.
Sorry,
I'm late.
It's okay, Daniil. We're glad you can join us.
You're sure you weren't followed?
Yes, I'm sure. I passed a group of police on the way, but they did not see me. They were busy arresting a man.
It's getting more and more dangerous. I'm so scared.
It's true. These are dangerous times. What helps me is to think of the ones like Jeremiah and the Apostle Paul. They were ordinary people, just like us. But Jehovah granted them the power beyond what is normal. so that they were able to endure. When we meditate on examples like these, it gives us courage.
Father?
Father!
Sergei. Sergei Alexandro, we have been looking for you.
What have you done with him?
I will ask the questions. Where is it?
Let him go, please. He's sick.
I will ask again. Where is it?
Where's what?
The seditious literature your religion produces. We know you're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Why are you doing this? We've done nothing.
You know the law, and yet you chose to disobey it. You believe this is nothing, Sergei? Now, tell us where to find your literature. Perhaps then, I will extend some consideration.
You won't find anything here.
We'll see. You play? Play something. No. Not that. Play the anthem for us.
No, I will not. We're loyal to our God, Jehovah.
Why do you play for the wrong side when you know there is only one outcome?
How can we be determined to maintain our loyalty like that? Well, we must reinforce our love and trust in God. How? By keeping the real issue in mind. It is Satan who's trying to weaken our confidence in God's love and protection. Focus on the benefits of endurance. We give an answer to Satan. We give a witness to others, and we make Jehovah happy. Like Jesus, we must also be peaceable and avoid confrontation when possible. Never compromise and keep doing good. Is there anything else that we can do to maintain our loyalty when persecuted? Pray earnestly and draw strength from the brotherhood. Remember, the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by the entire association of your brothers in the world. And finally, turn with me to the 139th Psalm. Here the psalmist described feeling alone and far away from anything familiar and safe. Very much like persecution can make us feel. But his conviction can be ours. Notice verse 10. That's verse 10. Even there your hand would lead me, and your right hand would take hold of me. So, we can have the utmost confidence that Jehovah will never abandon his loyal ones.